Leadership Insights from Whale Training. Ever wondered how those massive killer whales at SeaWorld perform such incredible tricks? Well, it's not just magic. There's some serious technique involved. Think about it. If trainers can get a gigantic whale to listen and perform, surely we can learn a thing or two about motivating people, whether it's employees, coworkers, or even your own kids. When Wes Kingsley visited SeaWorld for a business conference, he was blown away by the killer whale show. But instead of just enjoying the spectacle, he started asking questions. How do they do it? How do they get these huge creatures to behave so well? Turns out, there's a method to the madness. Chuck Tompkins, head trainer at SeaWorld, and his boss, Thad Lakanak, shared some insider secrets with Wes. They showed him how they coach their team to communicate effectively with the whales, just like he wants to do with his employees. Secrets of whale training. Want to know why whale training is so effective for people? It's all about trust. Just like humans, whales need to trust those they work with. That's why trainers make sure the whales aren't hungry and then engage in playful activities with them. Through play, they build trust and convince the whales to cooperate. To gain a whale's trust, focus on the positive. Trainers pay close attention when a whale performs a task correctly, rewarding them for their efforts. But if the whale makes a mistake, they simply ignore it and steer the whale's behavior in the right direction. Positive reinforcement. Ever heard of whale trainers? They've got a trick or two up their sleeves that can work wonders in our daily lives, especially at work. See, when someone messes up, we tend to give them a lot of attention, right? But guess what? That's not the smart move. Instead of focusing on the negative stuff, we should take a leaf out of the whale trainer's book. They do things differently. They don't dwell on the mistakes. Instead, they shower attention when things go right. It's like a magic formula for success. They've got three golden rules. Trust is the foundation. Accentuate the positive. Highlight the good stuff. Redirect mistakes, no biggie. Just gently steer them back on track. Fun learning atmosphere. To keep people motivated and learning effectively, it's crucial to believe in their unlimited potential, just like trainers do with whales. They build trust and friendship with the animals, turning training into an enjoyable game. Similarly, with people, starting with easy tasks and making learning fun sets the stage for success. Setting clear expectations is vital. People rise to meet the standards you set for them. When guiding them, focus on what they're doing right and offer immediate praise. This positive reinforcement encourages desired behavior. Just like giving treats to whales, rewarding people promptly when they do something correctly reinforces positive actions. The ABCs of effective management. Encourage the behavior you want by clearly explaining the results of different actions. Imagine greeting one group as if they're unimportant and another like long-lost friends. You'll notice an immediate difference. When people feel valued, they respond warmly and with enthusiasm. But if they feel unimportant, they become disengaged. This is called the ABCs of performance. A for activator, who kickstarts action. B for behavior, what happens next. And C for consequence, the reaction to the performance. The activator can be anything from a person to a set of instructions or goals. But goals, when set properly, are the most effective. They need to be clear and achievable. After motivating people, watch their behavior closely. Just like a whale performing a segment of a show, people exhibit behaviors that can be improved, like increasing sales. Consequences and responses. After triggering the desired behavior, it's crucial to pay attention to what happens next, the consequences. There are four possible outcomes, but the most common are either no response or a negative one. People might get used to being ignored or face criticism if they mess up. The most effective responses are the least common ones, providing redirection or a positive response. Redirection involves guiding someone's focus back to what you want them to do or towards a different task. This technique is highly effective in turning undesirable behavior into desirable behavior, just like how whale trainers do it. It works with people too, showing respect and trust by not dwelling on mistakes made. Some redirect responses are: describe the problem or mistake clearly and without blame. Get to the point swiftly. Explain why the problem or mistake matters. Show how it affects the situation negatively. If the task wasn't clear, take responsibility for not making it so. Acknowledge any misunderstanding. Review what needs to be done in detail. Ensure the person understands their role clearly. Reassure the person that you still have confidence in them despite the hiccup. Encourage them to move forward confidently. Recognize and rewarding effort. Instead of waiting for perfection, celebrate any step forward. Whether it's a big leap or a small shuffle, progress deserves praise. Imagine training a whale to jump out of the water. First, you start with a simple task like swimming over a rope. As the whale gets better, you raise the rope little by little. Each time it swims over successfully, it gets rewarded with treats and attention. This idea applies at work too. Instead of waiting for the perfect performance, notice and praise any improvement. Just like the whale, your team will respond better when they feel recognized for their efforts. The whale done response. Praising someone for doing things right is like how whale trainers operate. The whale done response isn't just about saying, "good job," now and then. It's more structured in four elements. 1. Give praise right away when someone does something well. 2. Tell them exactly what they did right, or almost right, in clear terms. 3. Show them you're happy about what they did. 4. Encourage them to keep up the good work. Encouraging people to do things right, known as the whale done response, is a powerful way to boost performance and nurture relationships. Instead of focusing on catching mistakes, the Jiao Cha response. This approach highlights and praises positive actions. Think of it as giving people the sunshine they need to thrive every day. By using the whale done response, you'll see improvements in performance and stronger connections with others. It's about reinforcing the behaviors you want to see more of, promoting growth and success for everyone involved. Self-motivation. The whale done approach isn't about trickery. It's about understanding what drives people and helping them find their own motivation. Instead of making them rely on constant praise, it's about empowering them to do what's right because they want to. Initially, you might point out their successes, but eventually, they'll start recognizing their achievements on their own. To promote self-motivation, focus on building pride and a sense of accomplishment. For example, you could say, "I bet you felt great finishing that project," or, "You must be proud of the job you did." By giving plenty of positive feedback, you're paving the way for them to start noticing their own good actions. What motivates people? To make this approach effective, it's crucial to grasp what drives individuals. Just like trainers study whales, we need to observe and communicate with people. Instead of assuming, we should directly ask them about the type of recognition they prefer for their efforts. Avoid generic or insincere responses like, "good job, keep it up." People can tell when you're not genuine, similar to how a whale reacts to feigned interest. The whale done response only works when honesty and sincerity are present. Whale done approach at work. Let's dive into applying the whale done approach in our office. Inspired by Wes Kingsley's experience at SeaWorld, we can learn how trainers work with whales and apply these techniques ourselves. First off, we need to understand the difference between a whale-done response and a Jiao-Cha response. Whale-done responses focus on positive reinforcement, recognizing and rewarding good behavior. On the other hand, Jiao-Cha responses point out mistakes or faults, which can demotivate and discourage. Let's not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. I'm committed to changing my own behavior patterns, and I need your help to make it work. I'm asking for your input on how I can effectively recognize your efforts and respond in a more meaningful and rewarding way. When you do something right, don't forget to give yourself credit. Take a moment to acknowledge your achievements and improvements. Encourage yourself along the way. It's like giving yourself a pat on the back for a job well done. Keep track of your progress and cheer yourself on with the well done response. Key points. 1. Trust through positive reinforcement, focusing on the good. 2. Highlight achievements, gently redirect mistakes. 3. Create enjoyable learning environments with clear expectations. 4. Activate action, observe behavior, respond positively or redirect. 5. Celebrate progress, use well done response for performance boost. 6. Empower self-motivation, acknowledge achievements. 7. Communicate sincerely to understand and recognize individual motivations.